single-sex schools, which, Phyllis, you feel will be demolished.
Well, under the present federal law, the admissions to single-sex colleges are exempted from the fundamental federal law against sex discrimination. So we have some schools that have remained all women, like Smith or Wellesley or Bryn Mawr. Now, that would become illegal under the Equal Rights Amendment because they discriminate by definition on the basis of sex, and you can have no exceptions in ERA. Now, I don't know why anybody wants to take away from women your right to choose a single-sex school if that is your choice, but I think this is the psychology of compulsion and the intolerance of those who are pushing for a gender-free society which doesn't recognize any difference or any separation of treatment between men and women anytime, anywhere.
What about the schools that exclude women?
Well, I think you have your right. You have your choice. 95% of our people prefer co-ed schools, but why stamp out the right of the minority that wants to choose a single-sex school?
Betty, you have any comment?
Well, I think that the basic thrust is that the quotas and the outright barring of women to law school to...
Name one law school that bars women.
Until recently...
Name one law school that bars women.
Until recently. Harvard Law School barred women until, you know, fairly recently.
Name one that today bars
women.
And
now...
You know it's illegal and a violation of federal
law. Now it's illegal, but I wanted to say that the thrust of the... as I've said, we have a new law barring sex discrimination in education, and it should, if it is enforced right, it should bar not only the quotas and outright... denial of access to higher education on the part of women, or to tracking that keeps women in high schools out of the best education. But it also should bar those indirect quotas, which make women have to have higher grades than men to get into the same school and so on. But we already know that that law isn't being enforced. In other words, and
name
that
one
law
school where women have to get higher grades to get into school.
Oh, this is
name one.
This is true in universities. I could name it. I could name,
well,
30,
name
40, 50.
Don't name 30. Just name one.
What?
One school where women have to get higher grades to get into school.
I would have suggested to the viewers to tell Mrs. Shoffley the situation of the... I can name any number of them, so I'm not going to name...
Well, okay, the upshot of what you said is that Smith and Wellesley would be forbidden to maintain themselves as all-women schools and would be required to go co-ed without any quota. Now, why do you want to stamp out their right? In every area, this is a denial of freedom of choice.